Hour. I'm Pete Shagnin. A conservative military watchdog says she is not a fan of Defense Secretary Bill Gates and is not reassured about President-elect Barack Obama's decision to allow Bush's defense chief to continue in that role. AFN's Chad Groening has more.
President-elect Obama officially announced Gates' appointment at the same news conference that he named former Democratic presidential rival Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. The Gates selection fulfilled a campaign promise by Obama that he would name a Republican to his cabinet. But Elaine Donnelly, president of the Center for Military Readiness, says his appointment is not reassuring. She says he has presided over a Pentagon that has not adequately dealt with critical issues like women in combat.
Policy and law regarding female soldiers in or near direct ground combat. We also have a Department of Defense that has failed to adequately explain and defend the 1993 law that says homosexuals are not eligible to be in the armed forces. So I'm not a big fan of Bill Gates.
And Donna says she's even more concerned about a man who may eventually succeed Gates as SecDef.
Richard Danzig is an ideologue. He is very much in favor of homosexuals in the military. He's in favor of putting female sailors on submarines, regardless of the operational and health problems that would cause for pregnant women. He really looks on the military as a vehicle for social engineering.
Donnelly says there's a great deal of speculation that Danzig would step up to the SecDef post after a year or so when Gates leaves. I'm Chad Groening.
AP correspondent Sagar Magane reports Bill Richardson's on tap to be Commerce Secretary.
Democratic officials say the New Mexico governor will join President-elect Barack Obama at a news conference here in Chicago tomorrow for the announcement. Richardson has a varied resume, serving in President Clinton's cabinet as Energy Secretary and also as his UN ambassador. Richardson made his own presidential run this year before bowing out and backing Obama.
Chrysler says that without a federal loan, its cash could fall below the minimum amount required to run the company in the first quarter of next year. The company said in a plan for federal loans delivered to Congress on Tuesday that it would seek $7 billion from the government by December 31st. It also says that CEO Robert Nardelli already gets a $1 per year salary from Chrysler and receives no health care or other benefits. Chrysler LLC also says it did not pay salaried workers merit raises or performance bonuses this year and doesn't intend to pay them in 2009. All three automakers have submitted their plans to Congress, and the CEOs plan to attend hearings later this week in an effort to secure $25 billion in loans. Vermont lawmakers may soon deal with a proposal to legalize homosexual marriage. More on this report from AFN's Charlie Butts.
Vermont already has civil unions, which provides the same basic rights as traditional marriage. Still, Pastor Craig Benson of Take It to the People believes homosexual activists are not satisfied and will introduce a homosexual marriage bill again.
This is the usual suspects making the usual noises. We've gone through this two other cycles. Same people, same bill. The bill, the last two bienniums sitting on the wall in the committees, even though the primary committee that would move it is headed up by the most active gay rights activist in the state.
Vermont Governor Jim Douglas has said he will veto a homosexual marriage bill, believing there are other more important issues to deal with.
And that point of view is being taken by many in the Democrat Party at this time, which is very helpful. It might well keep this from going any place in the next 2 years.
Vermont's constitution makes it very difficult for the people to initiate a constitutional amendment. I'm Charlie Butts.
Some good news at the gas pump. Gas prices fell for the 20th week since mid-year and now average $1.81 per gallon, while a barrel of crude oil slid to just under $47 per barrel. That's down more than $100 per barrel from the record high set on July 11th of 2008. And those are your top stories on American Family News. For more on these stories and for the latest news around the clock, visit onenewsnow.com. I'm Pete Shagnin.
In this day of...
Fight the fight. We are here to equip you. Let our motto be, don't tread on me. LibertyRadioLive.com.
Well, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Yahshua, our Messiah, also known as the Jesus of the New King James Bible. The name of this program is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas. And today we're going to continue in our study in the book of Jeremiah. And I'm going to jump right in. Last time we left off in Jeremiah chapter 27, and I'm going to pick up at verse 1. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, came this word unto Jeremiah from Yahuwah, saying, Thus saith Yahuwah to me, Make thee bonds and yokes, and put them upon thy neck, and send them to the king of Edom, and to the king of Moab, and to the king of the Ammonites, and to the king of Tyrus, and to the king of Zidon, by the hands of thy messengers, which come to Jerusalem unto Zedekiah, king of Judah. And command them to say unto their masters, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Yahuwah of hosts, the God of Israel, Thus shall you say unto your masters. We have Jeremiah proclaimed at the very beginning in the book, if you'll remember, proclaimed himself prophet to the nations. And here we see that not only was he a prophet to Judah, he was calling that nation to repentance so that they would not be destroyed. And he cried out in the streets and they would not repent. And the judgments were pronounced. And then they wanted to kill him. And he says, all I've done is tell you the truth. I pled with you to repent. I don't want this evil to come upon my nation Israel, but you would not listen. So now thus saith Yahuwah, thus saith the God of Israel, these judgments are coming. So now he's sending emissaries to all of the nations round about, because our Heavenly Father is judging all of these nations using the king of Babylon to judge all of these nations, including his own people Israel. He says, Thus shall you say unto your masters, I have made the earth, the man and the beast that are upon the ground, and by my great power and by my outstretched hand, and have given it unto whom it seemed meet unto me. Well, today in the land of America, I believe that this prophet Jeremiah is as much a prophet to America today as he was to the nations in his own day. And he could be sending an emissary. Well, I could be that emissary. Perhaps I should put the yoke on my shoulders and go before the king, right? Well, I'm afraid I couldn't get near the king of America. I couldn't even get near the king, King Bush or King Obama. But I can get on the air here and I can preach to whomsoever will listen. And perhaps the Heavenly Father will draw a few people in who aren't predisposed to hear a message like this and prick their hearts by the words of Jeremiah to the nations. The people of this nation, they have a new God. Their God is called the Earth. Their God is called the physical universe. Their God is basically the creation. They worship the creation rather than the Creator, because they say all of these things sprung spontaneously out of itself over millions of years. But he says, Thus saith Yahuwah, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have made the earth, the man, and the beast that are upon the ground by my great power and my outstretched arm, and have given it to whomsoever it seemed meet unto me. And now I have given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant. And the beasts of the field have I given him also to serve him, and all nations shall serve him, and his son, and his son's sons, until the very time of his land come, and then many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of him. And it shall come to pass that the nation and the kingdom which will not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and that will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, that nation will I punish. Thus saith Yahuwah, with the sword, and with the famine, and with the pestilence, until I have consumed them by his hand. Therefore hearken not ye to your prophets, to your prophets, nor to your diviners, nor to your dreamers, nor to your enchanters, nor to your sorcerers, which speak unto you, saying, you shall not serve the king of Babylon. For they prophesy a lie unto you, remove you far from your land, that prophesy a lie unto you to remove you far from your land, and that I should drive you out, and you should perish. But the nations that bring their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, those will I let remain still in their own land, saith Yahuwah, and they shall till it and dwell therein. I spoke also to Zedekiah, king of Judah, according to all these words, saying, bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon, and serve him and his people, and live. Well, you can guess what Zedekiah's response was, the king of Judah, what his response was to the prophet who was telling him to surrender. Jeremiah would be called a traitor, would he not, for telling the people to surrender, and the people that surrendered would live, and those who did not would be killed. And every word that Jeremiah spoke up to that point came true. Amazing. You'd think they would listen. Here was a man, his every word came true. Every prophecy that came out of his mouth was fulfilled exactly to the letter. And still they wouldn't listen. And he was telling them worse things were going to come. And still they would not listen. They would rather trust in the arm of flesh. Oh yeah, God didn't make everything. You know, because all these things sprang out of themselves. Yes, our sorcerers, our diviners, the prophets and the teachers and the lawmakers have all declared it so. Chapter 27 and verse 13. Why will you die, thou and thy people, by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, as Yahuwah has spoken against the nation that will not serve the king of Babylon? Therefore hearken not unto the words of the prophets that speak unto you, saying, you shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie unto you. For I have not seen them, saith Yahuwah, yet they prophesy a lie in my name, that I might drive you out, and that I might perish, ye and the prophets, that ye might perish, ye and the prophets that prophesy unto you. I also spoke to the priests and to all this people, saying, thus saith the Lord, thus saith Yahuwah, hearken not to the words of your prophets that prophesy unto you, saying, behold, the vessels of the Lord's house shall now shortly be brought again from Babylon, for they prophesy a lie unto you. Hearken not unto them, serve the king of Babylon and live. Wherefore should this city be laid waste? But if they be prophets, and if the word of the Lord be with them, let them now make intercession to Yahuwah of hosts, that the vessels which are left in the house of Yahuwah, in the house of the king of Judah, and at Jerusalem, go not to Babylon. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, concerning the pillars, and concerning the sea, and concerning the bases, and concerning the residue of the vessels that remain in the city, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took not, when he carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, to Jerusalem, to Babylon, and all the nobles of Judah and Jerusalem. Yea, thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning the vessels that remain in the house of the Lord and in the house of the king of Judah and Jerusalem. They shall be carried to Babylon. There shall not be there, and there shall they be until the day that I visit them. Thus saith Yahuwah, when I bring them up and restore them to this place. Well, we need to understand a little history here to know what's going on. The king of Babylon had come in. He carried away the king. He carried away prophets. But he did leave someone in charge. He made another man the king over, another Israelite, because that was Babylon's way of doing things. Those that would not cooperate, they were killed or taken captive, and he took whoever he would. He was looking for wise men, men that could contribute to his kingdom. You know, much like America did when Germany was finally taken down, they went in there and they swooped up all the intelligentsia of Germany and brought them covertly into America to work on, secret weapons projects and other things. The king of Babylon did the same thing. And he left his man, his choice, a man who said, I will cooperate, in charge. But the prophets and his advisors prophesied falsely to him. They got the king to believe him, and they got the people to believe them when they were prophesying falsely, because the king of Babylon had gone. He'd taken what he'd taken, he'd taken the people he'd taken, and he left those people in charge, and he was going to come back, and he was to collect his tribute. But the people rebelled because of the false prophets. And that's what Jeremiah is calling their attention to. He's saying, you need to submit. Because if you don't submit, because of your rebellion, our Heavenly Father brought in the king of Babylon to punish you and put you under the yoke. Now, if you rebel against his punishment, the punishment is going to be even worse. So take your punishment, take your licks for your iniquity, for your rebellion, and endure it in obedience to the Heavenly Father, and it will be well with you. You can stay here, you can till the land, but if not, and remember, up to this point, Jeremiah told them everything that was going to happen, and every word that Jeremiah spoke came to pass. They were now in bondage in their own land to the king of Babylon. Many had been killed, but now it was going to be worse. The city was going to be sieged, much like what the Romans did in 70 AD. The abomination which maketh desolate. That's how you described what was coming on Judah, what was coming on Palestine, Jerusalem, and the Temple Mount. That's what was coming within the walled city of Jerusalem, the abomination which maketh desolate. These stiff-necked and hard-hearted people, being punished by their God, having the word of the prophet come to them, telling them blow by blow everything that would come to pass as it came to, and it came to pass exactly as he told it. And now they're going to rebel again, even though the same prophet is coming to them and giving them the word of their Creator, of their God. Yet they will now rebel and listen to the false prophets who will tickle their itching ears and tell them what they want to hear. It's the same in America. We don't practice justice. They practice injustice. They practice homosexuality. They practice adultery. They have laws and lawmakers that are just full of hypocrisy. Will the Creator of the universe, will the God of the nations, who created all these things and sets upon whatever throne whom he will he withhold his hand from America? I think not. I believe this word. I know it to be true. I've seen it demonstrated throughout history over and over and over again. The Bible is not a fable. What nation writes fables about how they're disobedient and stiff-necked and how their own God punishes them for their evil? This is not the word of men. This is the word of God. This is a true testimony. The testimony to the truth of this word is in itself. Yea, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning the vessels that remain in the house of Yahuwah, in the house of the king of Judah and Jerusalem. They shall be carried to Babylon, and there shall they be until the day that I visit them, saith Yahuwah, when I bring them up and restore them to this place. And the place was going to be in shambles. It was going to be a desolation, because that's what the prophet foretold. They had to come back and completely, 70 years later, as foretold by the prophet Jeremiah, we read it, they had to come back and completely rebuild the wall, rebuild the temple, 70 years later, after the captivity. We're in chapter 28, verse 1 of Jeremiah. And it came to pass the same year, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fourth year, in the fifth month, that Hananiah, the son of Azur, the prophet, which was of Gibeon, spoke unto me in the house of Yahuwah, in the presence of the priests and all the people, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within two full years will I bring again into this place all the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried them to Babylon. So here you have the false prophet coming in and prophesying in the name of Yahuwah, the God of Israel. And I will bring again to this place Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, with all the captives of Judah that went out into Babylon, saith the Lord, for I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Now, if you remember back, if you were with me last week, when we went through it, Jeremiah said they would be there 70 years. And here it's a mere, 2 years later into their servitude to the king of Babylon in their own land. And this false prophet stands up and he calls Jeremiah a liar, and he speaks smooth words to the king, smooth words to the priests and the people. And of course, you know who's moving his tongue, that wicked one who wants to destroy the nation and destroy the people. Then the prophet Jeremiah said unto the prophet Hananiah, in the presence of the priests and in the presence of all the people that stood in the house of the Lord, even the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen. The Lord do so, and Lord perform thy words which thou hast prophesied, and bring the vessels of the Lord's house and all that is carried away captive from Babylon into this place. Nevertheless, hear thou now this word that I speak in thine ears and in the ears of all the people. The prophets that have been before me and before the of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms of war and of evil and of pestilence. The prophet which prophesied of peace, when the word of the prophets shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that the Lord hath truly sent him. Then Hananiah the prophet took the yoke from off the prophet Jeremiah's neck and broke it. And Hananiah spoke in the presence of all the people, saying, Thus saith the Lord, even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all nations within the space of two full years. And the prophet Jeremiah went his way. Then the word of Yahuwah came unto Jeremiah the prophet, after that Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Go and tell Hananiah, saying, Thus saith Yahuwah, Thou hast broken the yokes of wood, but thou shalt make for them yokes of iron. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron upon the neck of all these nations, and they shall serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him. I have given him the beasts of the field also. Now the yoke of iron, the yoke of wood, is a soft yoke. It's a yoke of bondage. It's a yoke of servitude. But you serve in your own land. You know, and that's fairly much where America is right now. Americans are slaves in their own land. And they don't even know it because they're fools. They don't even know that they're slaves. Where is your liberty? Patriot Act? Where's your free money? Your federally served yoke of the bondage of usury? You're all slaves. You don't even know that you're slaves. But it's a soft yoke. and you think you can continue to sin against our God. You don't even consider Him. You won't hear Him. You'll turn Him off the minute you hear Him. Or you'll revile and rebuke and utter your profanity at anyone who speaks the truth. I've received plenty of it from those unbelievers, from those evildoers out there. I know how they are. But you have a soft yoke now. That iron yoke is a heavy military hand coming. And with it comes death. And with it comes famine. And with it comes suffering. You're listening to Cross the Border. And I'm begging you to cross the border into the kingdom of our Heavenly Father. Learn what pleases Him. And ask Him to place a desire within your mind and your heart. That desire to really please our Heavenly Father. To love Him and to love your neighbor as yourself. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Pledge allegiance to the King of Kings, and to His kingdom come, on earth as it is in heaven. One holy nation, and our Heavenly Father, grace, mercy, justice for all.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Who will tell them if not you?
Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from LibertyRadioLive.com. Order online today or call 559-781-3773.
Now listen to me.
FlyingEagleGold.com says don't buy the sizzle of that steak until you understand the cost. In other words, don't buy the hype being dispensed by the rare coin pitchman over the alternative media until you understand the full story. Jeffrey Bennett has been a purveyor of wealth protection, gold and silver bullion, and rare collectible coins for over 17 years. His personal experience reaches back to 1958. FlyingEagleGold.com offers the most private, non-confiscable gold and silver coinage in the world at a very competitive cost, and Jeffrey takes personal pride in putting your interests ahead of all else. You're invited to call Flying Eagle Gold at 623-327-1778. That's 623-327-1778 for the truth about protecting your wealth. Join Jeffrey Bennett each day, Monday through Friday, when he hosts right here on LibertyRadioLive.com. If you'd like to get a copy of this program, you may subscribe at LibertyRadioLive.com for only $45 a month. And you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all the First Amendment Rights Media Group programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you can request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $20. Or any single program on tape, MP3 CD or CD for only $15. You can do all this online at LibertyRadioLive.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. Don't do internet? Then call 559-781-3773, 559-781-3773, and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at the First Amendment Rights Media Group.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border, and I'm going to jump right back into here to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 28 and verse 13. Go tell Hananiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Thou hast broken the yokes of wood, but thou shalt make for them yokes of iron. For thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron upon the neck of all these nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him. And I have given him the beasts of the field also. Then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah the prophet, Hear now, Hananiah, the Lord hath not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will cast thee off from the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die, because thou hast taught rebellion against Yahuwah. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. Chapter 29. Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders which were carried away captive, and to the priests, and to the prophets, and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. After that Jeconiah, the king, and the queen, and the eunuchs, and the princes of Judah and Jerusalem, Jerusalem, and the carpenters and the smiths were departed from Jerusalem by the hand of Elasa, the king of Shaphan, and Jemariah, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent unto Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, Thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, the Lord of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. Build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city whither I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray unto Yahuwah for it. For in the peace thereof you shall have peace. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams which you cause to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith Yahuwah. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you, in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith Yahuwah, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And they shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. I have a lot of people contact me. I have a video out there called The Virgin Birth and The Origin of Pagan Counterfeits. And you can find that by Googling Zeitgeist and Virgin Birth on YouTube. Or you can go to my website, crosstheborder.org, and watch that video there. And of the few videos that I have produced, that is the one that I take the most pride in. Because it is simply the gospel story. And it has pricked a few hearts, I'll tell you that. People have contacted me. And they say, with things like, I can't find him. I have, you know, I prayed and I've sought. But here, the word is this, to those people and to anyone who does not feel that closeness in a relationship with the Heavenly Father. Never settle for no. Never settle for a life without him at the center of it. He says here, when you seek me with all your heart. When you think that you have sought him with all your heart, you have not. Because how do I express that? I know there are a few people out there that are listening. They understand what I'm saying. Because if you seek him with all your heart and you haven't found him, then you haven't sought him with all your heart. Because when you seek him with all your heart, you're going to lay down everything. You're not going to take a chance on anything. You're going to search his word. And you're going to say to yourself, what displeases him? Show me your law. Let me eat your law. Let me drink your law. Let it become a part of me because I want to find you. And if learning how to please you is what allows me to live in your kingdom, then I'm going to do that so that I can find you. And when you do that, when you continually judge every work of your hand, every thought that proceeds out of that comes into your mind, and every word that proceeds out of your mouth, according to the light of His Word, and what is right in His sight, yes, His righteousness, and you judge those things, and you find that those things are lacking, and you cry out to Him, and you say, Father, help me. I'm doing things that don't please you. I am afraid that those things will keep me from coming into your presence. Help me. to do only the things to please you. Help me to put off those things that are not pleasing in your sight. When that is your heart's cry, then, and only then, when that is your heart's continual cry, then, and only then, can you say, I have sought him with all my heart. Because then you will say, because I have found him. Until that point comes, you just keep searching. You just keep seeking his kingdom. And there, let absolutely nothing keep you from entering into his kingdom. There is no pleasure. There is no sin. There is no philosophy. There is no treasure that is more valuable than the treasure that you can find by voluntarily entering into his kingdom, volunteering to live according by his law, to do only those things that please him. There is nothing that this mortal life has to offer that can compare with the riches that he has waiting for you. You who will seek him, and you who will let nothing stop you from entering into his kingdom and receiving his gift of eternal life, the price for which was paid by his Messiah, who died in your place. Nothing, absolutely nothing, is more important than obedience to him with a right heart. Obedience out of love. Not out of a legalistic spirit that says that if I'm good, then God owes me heaven. Surely I'm going to go to heaven when I die because I'm a good man. That's called self-righteousness. Whether it comes from the Joe Sixpack who drinks his beer and watches football every Sunday and Monday and says, I never hurt anyone. I'm not as bad as Jeffrey Dahmer. And oh God, I heard about those people at Waco and Tony Alamo. And certainly I'm not a child pornographer. They're not prosecuting me, are they? I'm a good man. God's going to have to let me into heaven. Now, your self-righteousness, whether it's that ignorant type of self-righteousness that only compares itself to those that are known to be evildoers, those that are exceedingly wicked, or it's a self-righteousness that says, yes, I practice the law. Yes, I tithe every week. I give 10% and I deduct every damn penny off of my income tax. You hypocrite, lawbreaker. You're letting your left hand know what your right hand is doing against the word of the Messiah. But your self-righteousness because of your giving. You know what Yahshua said about people like that? He said, on the outside, you look real good. You're like whitewashed sepulchres. You look clean and white on the outside, but inside you are full of dead men's bones. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. There is nothing more important then you cross the border into his kingdom and live forever. Let him be your God. Let him be your lawmaker. He only wants good for you, and he only wants good from you. And don't worry if you're not good, because we were all no good. And none of us are perfect. We all still have evil in us. But he will teach us obedience. He will impute his righteousness to us. All we need is that desire to please him. And that desire comes through the only prayer of the wicked that our Heavenly Father will hear. Because he says the prayer of the wicked is an abomination to him. He doesn't hear the prayer of the wicked. Yes, they can get up there in their national day of prayer, and the president can say, yes, oh, we pray to the God or whatever. They can go to all their prayer breakfasts. But the prayer of the wicked is an abomination to Yahuwah. The only prayer of the wicked he's going to hear is a prayer of repentance. Forgive me, Heavenly Father, a sinner. Teach me obedience, because that's what repentance is. It's putting off the evil, and it's allowing Him to write His law upon your heart. It's heeding the work, the convicting work of the Holy Spirit. It's not when you're convicted, you run to your own false prophets who prophesy falsely. Yes, they wear black robes and they say, oh, that God of the Bible and His prophets will not give you a license to have men with men to practice your wickedness and your homosexuality and your abortions and your adulteries, but we will give you license. And you, oh, yes, false prophets, yes. We'll take your license while you reject the true God, the one and only true God. You're taking that yoke of iron upon yourself. You're inviting the famine and the sword and pestilence. It's coming. Look out. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, and the King is very much alive. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith Yahuwah, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith Yahuwah, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith Yahuwah, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. You know, this is a prophecy. There are a lot of false prophets out there even today. There are those that call themselves Jews that are not. Many of them call themselves Messianics, Messianic Christians. They take on Jewish names, and they say that God is going to, because they've discovered their own Jewishness, and they try to get people to come after them and discover their Jewishness. And it's all, well, it's all an assumption at best. That's right. If you can't prove it, you can't find it in the Word of God, and it comes out of your own mind, but you're convinced that it is God speaking to you or His Holy Spirit. You can't trust it, but you can trust His Word, and you can trust anything that is in accordance with His Word. But they'll say, oh, well, those thoughts, they jibe with this scripture right here in Jeremiah, where He says, I will bring you again from the place whence I have caused you. I bring you out of all the nations. So they think, but this prophecy has already been fulfilled. And yes, is this a prophecy that may be fulfilled again? Well, yes, it will. But it will only be fulfilled in the resurrection. That's right. The next time this prophecy, or a type of this prophecy, will be fulfilled, will be in the resurrection. But this is a prophecy, this after 70 years. I mean, it's quite plain. It's right here in the text. You can't just pluck this one verse out and try to apply it as the new fakers that call themselves Jews that are not are doing today, just to, you know, carry a following of people away after them, these false prophets. You got to be careful out there, people. You know, you have to learn to discern what is the Word of God. And if it isn't found in His Word, then it isn't His Word. If it goes against His Word or isn't according to it, then you can't trust it. No matter how good it sounds, you cannot trust it. And you have to learn to say, well, you know what? I have a personal revelation. I can't say, thus saith the Lord, on this. We have to be honest with ourselves concerning the Word of God. So anyway, Jeremiah is prophesying. After 70 years, he's saying that I will bring you again into this place whence I caused you to be carried away captive, because you have said, the Lord has raised us up prophets in Babylon. Know that thus saith Yahuwah of the king that sitteth upon the throne of David, and of all the people that dwell in this city, and of your brethren that are not gone forth with you into captivity. Yes, not everyone went into captivity. Jeremiah did not go into captivity. He is now writing to those that went into captivity. Jeremiah was set free. the king of Babylon had heard of his writings. Perhaps he even had them read to him. He says, "Thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, behold, I will send upon them the sword, the famine, and the pestilence, and will make them like vile figs that cannot be eaten. They are so evil." And he's speaking of those that listen to the false prophets. "And I will persecute them with the sword, and with the famine, with the pestilence, and will deliver them to be removed to all kingdoms of the earth, to be a curse and an astonishment, a hissing and a reproach among all the nations whither I have driven them, because they have not hearkened to my words, saith the Lord, which I sent unto them by my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, but you would not hear, saith Yahuwah. Hear ye therefore the word of the Lord, all ye of the captivity, whom I have sent from Jerusalem to Babylon. Thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, the God of Israel, and Ahab, the son of Kolaiah, of the Zedekiah, son of Maaseiah, which prophesy a lie unto you in my name. Behold, I will deliver them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall slay them before your eyes. And of them that shall be taken up, and of them shall be taken up a curse by all the captivity of Judah, which are in Babylon, saying, the Lord make thee like Zedekiah and like Ahab, whom the king of Babylon roasted in the fire, because they have committed villainy in Israel, and have committed adultery with their neighbors' wives, and have spoken lying words in my name, which I have not commanded them. Even I know and am a witness, saith the Lord. Thus thou shalt speak to Shemaiah the Nealamite, saying, thus speaketh Yahuwah of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, because thou hast sent letters in thy name unto all the people that are at Jerusalem, and to Zephaniah the son of Maaseiah the priest, and to all the priests, saying, the Lord hath made thee priest in the stead of Jehoiada the priest, that you should be officers in the house of the Lord for every man that is mad and maketh himself a prophet, that thou should put him in prison and in the stocks. Now therefore, why hast thou not reproved Jeremiah of Anathoth, which maketh himself a prophet to you? For therefore he sent us unto us in Babylon, saying, this captivity is long. Build you houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. And Zephaniah the priest read this letter in the ears of Jeremiah the prophet. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, send to all them of the captivity, saying, thus saith the Lord concerning Shemaiah the Nealamite, because that Shemaiah has prophesied unto you, and I sent him not. Therefore, we're in chapter 29, verse 32, the very last verse of chapter 29. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will punish Shemaiah the Nealamite and his seed, and he shall not have a man to dwell among this people, neither shall he behold the good that I will do for my people, saith Yahuwah, because he hath taught rebellion against the Lord. Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu in the Hebrew, chapter 30 and verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahuwah, saying, thus speaketh the Lord, Yahuwah, God of Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. For lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people, Israel and Judah, saith the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. And these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and concerning Judah. Thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling and fear, and not of peace. Ask ye now, and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loin as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness. Well, we're at the end of the hour. You're listening to Cross the Border. We will be back, so don't go anywhere.